Hello, everybody. Welcome to Free China Pod. It is June 2nd, 2020. What's up, Ari? What's up, Abby?
Abby, tell us what's happening. Tell us what's happening in America.
What's happening in America right now? What happens when you think of the song This Is America by Childish Gambino?
Lots of cities are going, people are going on protest because of George Floyd got killed by the white police for doing nothing.
I think it's just that.
And also they stimulate the racism and then discrimination.
I think they're protesting everything right now. This is just like all the disgruntlements of the last few years have just come to a fucking head.
This is just a trigger.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a flashpoint, but we'll see when it ends. The thing I'm worried about most right now is when it does inevitably come to an end, that's going to be it, and then that's going to be the end of it right there.
Here's the thing. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because Donald Trump he's a weird guy who has weird ideas, and if you look at what he said in the past and you look at the way he thinks, it's unlikely he's going to back down because he sees this as a personal affront to his personal power. And therefore, it's going to probably take a police massacre before. And I don't think that's likely, but what is likely is probably that eventually these protests are going to keep growing in size and keep growing in intensity to the point that there's an assault on cops and they ended up killing somebody or killing a few people. Not a large massacre. I think that a small one is a lot more likely, and that. And what comes from that, I don't know. But that's how inevitably how this is going to end.
Well, there have already been multiple people killed in these protests already.
Killed by the police?
Hmm. There was one in Louisville, Kentucky that just happened like a couple hours ago or maybe last night, but it's been reported on. I just saw the headlines, but Louisville, I guess, fired its police chief over the shooting. But I don't know the exact details.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. First of all, I think that the curfews themselves are reasoned enough to protest. And not only that, I think they're completely unconstitutional. Like if people were claiming that these coronavirus closures were unconstitutional, there's absolutely no reason that these are constitutional. Curfews, historically, I mean, they've been challenged in the court systems under the U.S. constitutional law, typically have to have protections for things that are considered free speech, and that includes political assembly.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% clear, and this is exactly that, political assembly. You're not allowed to use basically security concerns to stop freedom of assembly. So I think that anybody who's getting arrested here should try and challenge this on constitutional grounds in whatever state they are, and try and strike this down, because they cannot simply just issue. You can't, like my state, man, a luxury fucking shopping mall has some windows broken and they put the entire fucking 8 million person population under a week long quarantine, quarantine, curfew. There's absolutely no constitutional basis for that. And preventing people from exercising their political activity after 8 p.m. is absolutely preposterous.
Yeah, it's absurd.
It's illegal and it's unconstitutional. There's no question about it. And by the way, fucking Mayor Bill de Blasio, the guy who fucking is responsible for probably hundreds of thousands of deaths throughout New York through his gross fucking incompetence and ignorance about the coronavirus, his stupid fucking running mouth, is again sticking his nose into this, saying, you know, that now they're trying to put a curfew on fucking New York City of all places, which has already been smashed by the coronavirus because of him. Yeah. Because of him and his fucking idiocy.
And Cuomo, yeah.
And Cuomo, yeah. The two fucking brothers of destruction here, basically saying that protecting, again, upscale shopping malls. I mean, what got attacked today? A fucking, like, Macy's department store. Like, for fuck's sake, these places are insured. And property damage, again, is nowhere near as important as protecting people's political fucking rights.
That's right.
These people are all sacks of shit.
Well, from Cuomo and DeBungler, you gotta expect that bullshit. They're, even though de Blasio, there's a funny story, went into the secret police forums, like these guarded police forums, and found out that they were like there were police like threatening to kill de Blasio and his family, and he still goes out there and licks their boots because he's a fucking huge cuck.
He's a fucking tool, you know?
Yeah. Well, and they're all rich people that know that the police are there to protect them from us, to protect them from the normal people who are here to take back our labor and to get an equal cut that we fucking work for and deserve, and the fact that we run that whole country. I mean, not personally, because I don't live there anymore, but, you know, I used to. I was a fucking food fucking, you know, service worker from when I was 16 until I graduated university at 25.
And if you're not sure how you feel about this, you should go yourself and look at the videos of the way police are treating not only protesters, but treating the media and average citizens right now. So there's a, especially in D.C. So basically, the president, you know, in normal form, instead of placating the protesters and promising reform like a normal fucking democratic politician would do when your entire fucking country is on fire.
Small detail.
Is basically going out there and suggesting that, you know, God and Christ are behind him and that he's going to, you know, exact vengeance on anyone who questions his fucking rule. Anywhere that he goes, basically, the police are ultra violent and without provocation. So there's a video that I saw of from Australian television. They're covering live the protests in the streets, basically. Mm. And they're maybe 50, 100 feet away from the police. The police basically rush the crowd and then fucking sock the cameraman in the head for no fucking reason.
Yeah. These police,
like, it's appalling.
Yeah, these police departments should be sued out of existence, in my opinion. And also, like you said, fight it in the courts. Fight all this shit in the courts, whether it's the unconstitutionality of, you know, these, you know, curfews, you know. Just clog up the courts, man. Just fuck it all up, because they're not processing anything that's really worth it anyway, for the most part right now anyway. And they have all these fucking shithead federal judges that they've appointed.
Well, the problem is there's probably not enough lawyers to defend all the people who are getting fucking arrested on these fucking bullshit charges. By the way, the curfew in my state, this is not like a civil offense. This is a fucking misdemeanor.
Yeah, well, it's also important for people to donate to these, whether it's local or national organizations that are basically hiring lawyers out for free. It's also important to do that in Hong Kong through like the 618th Fund and things like that. So do that if you have money. I mean, a lot of people are basically in dire straits right now where they don't have any money to spend because the government hasn't fucking helped them at all while they both, you know, pump $1 trillion of liquidity every day in the fucking useless economy that doesn't matter right now anyway. Also, your point on saying that God and Jesus are on Trump's side. So they tear gassed a bunch of priests and parishioners today around a church.
That's what I was referring
to. Yeah. Yeah. They tear gassed those people out of there, including the priests and stuff. So Donald Trump could go out in front of it and hold a Bible upside down and pretend like he's a man of God. Like, give me a fucking break. That's the most
you can read.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the most disgusting shit, man. And people are calling it out. And I don't think Protestants are going to get rid of it, but I think pretty much everyone else is coming to the realization, if they haven't already, that Trump
is the Antichrist.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of people, you know, showing pictures of him side by side with like current leaders of like different like fascist nations or previous ones. Like, there's one of him and like next side to side with Hitler, of them like holding the Bible like almost the exact same way, and striking. I obviously don't think Trump. Comparing him into Hitler might be useful rhetorically if you're having like a conversation, but I obviously don't think that they're the same type of person. But it doesn't matter. Trump is a proto-fascist. He's a wannabe fascist. Fortunately, we still have some minor checks and balances, but they're slowly whittling away. So, but if you think Donald Trump believes in God and is on God's side, you're worshiping Satan, I think, and not the good Satan, the bad Satan.
I want to hear from Abby, but she doesn't seem to want to tell us anything about her.
I think Abby had a bad day. Abby, what do you want to say? What do you want to say about the protest? Either in or whatever you want to talk about. What do you want to say?
I just like still don't understand why still people support Trump. And then how can he use like tear gas? Isn't like illegal to use that? It's like kind of like chemical weapon.
I mean, it was outlawed in, like, warfare, but they still technically can use it. I mean, we use all kinds of stuff. There, we were selling cluster munitions to places like Saudi Arabia, which is technically illegal under international law, but the United States views itself as above the law, so we can kind of do whatever. But they're doing
everyone uses tear gas.
Yeah, everyone uses tear gas, though. It's been outlawed for like in like World War II for like warfare. Yeah, everyone still uses it, even though they shouldn't. And a lot of these quote unquote less than lethal weapons are actually quite lethal, especially when you don't use them properly and you launch tear gas canisters at people's heads.
I saw the video you posted. Holy shit. The guy is, there's a man who gets sprayed to fucking high hell with like mace or pepper spray or some shit by the cops. He turns around and starts walking away. He's walking away from cops and they shoot a tear gas canister,
yeah,
rocket propelled tear gas canister at the back of his fucking head.
Yeah.
I completely agree that that's right there. If he died, that would have been homicide. Straight up. I mean,
absolutely.
Like, there's no question. You do not shoot a fucking...
None of those weapons are made to be fired at people directly.
A charge projectile at someone's head of all fucking things at a live person instead of at the ground, for fuck's sake.
I think that's obvious to most people. Like, you don't fire tear gas canisters at people's heads. You don't even fire them like directly into crowds. You fire them at the ground, like you said, and you skip it basically into the crowd. But even like the pepper balls, like they use like paintball guns with like pepper filled balls. Those are also not meant to be shot at people, and they're shooting them at people. They're doing this in Hong Kong, and they're also doing this in the United States now. They're meant to be fired at floors, walls, and ceilings. So especially in closed quarters, but like if you fire it at the street, it's basically like firing a tear gas canister, but they're shooting them at people, and it can be deadly. Like if you hit someone in the eye, you could kill them. Same thing with the rubber bullets. They're shooting rubber bullets at fucking journalists' heads. They shouldn't be shooting them at anyone's head. They're also meant to be skipped off the ground and basically shot into people's legs so they run away.
I hope if this escalates any further that his cabinet will pull the 25th and just remove him from office.
Dude, those people are fucking monsters. They won't. I mean, some cabinet members might try, but they just won't do it. They're just not going to do it. I'm hearing
people there.
I hope I
like,
get proof.
I mean, it's basically approaching civil war status. Like, it's so bad right now. It is so dangerous. And I mean, never in my lifetime, in the lifetime of anybody I know, have they ever enforced a fucking curfew because of civil unrest within the United States. It is absolutely insane. And instead of backing down, the president of the United States and the Republicans, and this is, the Democrats aren't much better, but the Republicans are in power, at least in the executive branch, and in my state. And by the way, the Democrats in New York are just as fucking culpable for this. Instead of backing down, instead of promising more accountability, are fucking making things worse.
Mm.
I don't get it at all.
Keep their power, man. They don't care about the citizenry. I mean, if people...
What do they think is going to happen?
They think they're going to maintain their power because no one else has a choice. But that's the thing, is they're realizing that police forces are essentially useless because they work on the individual level, but when the people rise up, that's they can't do anything. Like, they can arrest a couple thousand people, but if 50% of the United States rises up, they can't do shit, man. The people will overwhelm them, and the American people are very, very well armed. So, I mean, unless they're going to bring in the military, like, that's a different story. But police versus citizens, the police don't have a chance if the numbers
are
big enough.
I like how the same people, all these, like, heavily armed fucking right-wing people who are protesting against the coronavirus closures are fucking absolutely closed-mouthed about a governmental overreach when it comes to fucking the police firing tear gas into people's heads when their backs are turned, or instituting curfews because of upscale shopping malls being fucking...
Some of them are going out there and defending those places as well, because most of those people are middle-class fucking white suburban Americans that actually don't give a shit. They just want something to be angry at, and they want something to do, so they follow QAnon and shit. But they absolutely don't give a shit about the, you know, big government or anything like that. They just want to be mad at the Democrats, and they get tricked. They're little fucking puppets for the Republicans, and it's sick. But it doesn't surprise me at all, because it's been like that for a long time. Like, you have these people who claim to be preppers, and they're out in the fucking streets in the fucking state capitals with AK-47s and assault weapons and rocket fucking launchers because, God, oh, I can't get a haircut. It's like, are you supposed to be, like, preparing for the nuclear apocalypse? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. You're a fucking pussy. You're the biggest fucking pussy. You can put on all that tactical armor and have 19 fucking AK-47s. But yeah, you still got to get your fucking asshole waxed because you're a fucking twat.
They need to get their... public bathroom.
Well, I mean, the good thing is this is all on record. Not that records seem to mean anything anymore, because Trump doesn't have to ever deal with his record. Part of that's because of the media. But all these people are on record now, and unless they're going to totally go back and dredge their social media, like, this shit is going to get pulled up a lot. All these people, who, especially people like Marco Rubio and all these people who are letting Trump do whatever he wants, they're going to come out after Trump is not in power anymore, and they're going to say, I oppose Trump. And there's going to be a beautiful record that everyone has screenshots of to go, the fuck you did. Get the fuck out of here. We're never voting for you again. And I hope that's what they do. But we'll see. People have to pay attention if that's going to be the case.
After Trump, it's going to be Don Jr., man. It's just, this shit's just going to continue for a fucking generation. Donald Trump's going to make sure of it.
The only way to stop that is for people to go to the ballot box and also to keep protesting and to stay abreast of what's happening.
It seems like it's more approaching fucking civil war, man. Like, especially if Donald Trump tries to fucking suspend the election this year.
Well, yeah.
Which, if they can unconstitutionally impose curfews, they can certainly unconstitutionally cancel the fucking election. He's already made major moves towards that. And I wouldn't put it past the fucking Democratic Party to back that idea because of supporting the fucking elite status quo, basically saying, you know, Joe Biden will enter into a power sharing agreement with Donald Trump this year, you know, in order to prevent civil unrest during the 2020 election. Like,
well, and where have any of the fucking Democrats been on this whole thing? So this just exactly. shows me that we would exactly. be in the exact same fucking place if Hillary Clinton was president, because they don't give a shit about the people that they claim to give a shit about. They put fucking hot sauce in their purse like Hillary Clinton did and go, I carry hot sauce everywhere because I'm just like you, because that's all they see you as, is a fucking stereotype, as a fucking husk of a human being that's just a piece of their labor. That's all they fucking see you as, and they will never see you as anything less until you make them see you that way, until you take them out of power and deject them. They absolutely don't care. And like I said, none of these Democrats, including Bernie Sanders, have said anything except for mild tweets. Oh, hashtag Black Lives Matter. That's fucking cool, Bernie. Where's the fucking policy? Where's the fucking policy that you're gonna pass? And he's not even in leadership. Where's Nancy fucking Pelosi? Where's Chuck Schumer? These people are absolutely fucking evil pieces of shit that have no right to be leading this country.
Anyway, let's let Abby get the last word. We should end it.
It's like another... The things that made me sad and heartbreaking is, like, among those, the police, one of is Asian. Do you know that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
She said, I can't hear you,
actually. She said among the police, one of them was Asian.
Yeah. And then I was just reading an article, like, seeing the relationship between African-American and an Asian-American. I feel like we're just like, oh... minorities in America.
It doesn't matter if you're a minority or not. Yeah, I don't even think this is like, at this point, I think this is just about like equality in general. I don't see why this has to be like an extension of Black Lives Matter. I think that this should be just like end police brutality, period.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to be aware that there is, you know, these racist clash, but we need to come together. I think, yeah, like we said yesterday and we say all the time is regardless of the race, we have to come together as all people, but especially in terms of class consciousness. Speaking of, a quick story we can go out on that's at least a slightly more positive is the one I was talking to you a little bit about, is that in Taoyuan, where I live, there was a strike of a bunch of Vietnamese workers at a factory, about 800 of them. They did a sit-in protest because basically they had been promised cheaper housing because they basically live in like big dormitory blocks. And they had been promised, I think it was like $3,500 per month would be deducted from their salary, and they were getting deducted $5,000, which is still technically under the legal limit, but it wasn't what they was on their contracts, essentially. So they guess they came to agreement, and so they're not protesting anymore. But I hope Taiwanese people will take more interest in these things and try to grow solidarity with them. And I think internationally we also need to grow solidarity, because there are these things happening all over the world. And if we don't get connected, and it's so easy to get connected now with the internet, if we don't take advantage of that, then, you know, we're kind of going to get what we deserve. We're going to get kept under the fucking jackbooted thug's fucking knee, and we're all going to fucking suffocate. So We gotta fucking fight against this bullshit. But it's good to see that there was some labor action and that people who are in, they don't get treated very well sometimes in Taiwan, and sometimes they get treated really poorly, got something by doing protest and a peaceful sit-in at that. So that was one positive thing I saw today.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. FCP Twitter.